For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I probably shouldn't blow my cover, but I often sit up in a tree and look down on people. Not just literally, metaphorically too. Meaning that, yes, I judge them from my high altitude secret perch. In fact, I can see you right now and I'm totally judging you. Because I'm up here in this... Whoop, whoop,
Okay.
Ouch. I almost hope Todd's okay.
Almost.
I don't, okay. But I almost do.
You should have been there to catch him.
Well, but you see, pride goeth before a fall. I mean, here he is judging people up in a tree.
Oh,
he's
I
dumb
see.
Enough to share it with my audience. And so...
He deserves it.
What's the story? Anyway, folks, in this hour, we're going to be talking to a woman who lost her house. Literally, it was taken away from her by the government.
Mm.
This is one of those stories. They made a film about it called The Little Pink House. I think it's out right now.
Yes.
She'll tell us. But I got to tell you, you know, in the old days, in the 70s, they'd make a sitcom and it'd be the big bad developer, the money guy who's pushing people around.
Yeah.
Now you see that it's a combination of the big bad developer, the money guy, the capitalist, and the big government, which is to say... That's a liberal view of government. So you have conservative ideas and liberal ideas combining, the worst of liberalism and the worst of conservatism combining to hurt the little guy. So we're going to hear a real story from a real woman. She's
She's
taking the train in from distant Connecticut to be
That's
with us.
Right. And,
so she's probably already here. But I got to tell you,
little woman, not
she's,
a little guy.
She's really she is. It's incredible. 10 years ago, they took her house away from her.
Right.
This is government run amok. You'll hear about it. Anyway,
yes.
We're going to talk about that in a second. I want to talk about a few other things. I want to talk about Jeanine Pirro. Jeanine Pirro, she's a friend, and I have to say she's a character, you know. But she's a tough lady, and she's fair. She's fair. She was a judge for years, and she has a book out. We had her on this program a couple days ago. Yesterday she went on The View, and if you watch the segment, it's bizarre. Basically, Whoopi Goldberg went off on her, and really, you could see the anger. For some reason, we never know why, but Whoopi Goldberg was furiously angry, and she let it fly.
Mm.
And at the end of the segment, she said, I'm done. We're done. Like, go away. It's like it was really shocking. You don't see this kind of stuff on TV, right?
No.
But she was so angry that you kind of thought, wow, because Jeanine is she's feisty, but she was trying to have a conversation and they were talking over each other and stuff.
Right.
Well, evidently, when it was over, she was kind of blown away. So she just walks off to go off stage. Whoopi had already stormed off the set. And in order to get back to her dressing room to get her stuff, Jeanine had to pass Whoopi.
Oh.
Now, Jeanine, being who she is, she goes up to her and says, Whoopi, like, you know, kind of like, what's going on? She says, Whoopi, I fight for victims, whatever, for my whole career I have fought for victims. In other words, I'm not some unfeeling, I don't care. And evidently, in the heat of it, Whoopi, you know, said F you, right to her face.
Oh my.
And Jeanine said, are you really saying that to me? Because they kind of knew each other. Like,
right.
What is going on?
Yeah.
And so as she walked away, she said, get the F out of this building. Get the F out of this building. Twice, right?
Mm.
Now, why do I say this? You might think it's to make Whoopi Goldberg look bad. Nope. That's not why I'm saying it. I'm saying it because I believe Whoopi Goldberg is a decent person.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I could be friends with Whoopi Goldberg. Okay, I'm a Christian. I'm supposed to love everybody. I'm supposed to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
So I have friends that are furiously angry. I've lost friends over the Trump thing. So there's a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I'm going to change my opinion of Trump or whatever. Yeah. And you know, and I mean, look, I'm in today's New York Post as a big Trump supporter. I mean, like, just because I had Maria Butina on this program 3 years ago, I'm mentioned all over. I'm in BuzzFeed, whatever. I'm some big Trump supporter.
Yeah,
I'm not a
New
big
York,
Trump supporter, okay?
Magazine, yeah.
I voted for him, and now he's the president. Okay, so – but the point is that there's a lot of anger. So I would like to think that Whoopi Goldberg will realize that she should not have done – that that her feelings got the better of her and that she will apologize because Jeanine Pirro is not a nasty person.
No.
And Whoopi Goldberg, even though she had that kind of emotion, I don't believe – I think a lot of times like conservatives love to bash on somebody like Whoopi Goldberg. Like, we got you. Now we know what you're really like. You know what? I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
That's not right.
We all, you know, blow our stack. I mean, remember Bill O'Reilly, there was a problem with the bill when Bill O'Reilly was on, but it was nothing like this. This sounds like it went off stage.
No. This was horrible. But the point I want to make is that I'm a Christian first. I'm a conservative second. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So as a Christian, I'm supposed to at least try to love my enemies. Now, enemies means people that are on the different side politically or people who've hurt my feelings, whatever. It's not easy, but Jesus commands me to do it, right? So in the case of Whoopi Goldberg, I know, for example, that she was incredibly sweet to people that I would consider friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are people like Candace Cameron Bure, who was on The View, and Whoopi was very sweet to her. And I know other people to whom Whoopi was very sweet. And I have heard her say really nice things that surprised me. So I don't think that represents her. And I think we have to take a stand, at least those of us who claim to be Christians, and say, look, we shouldn't be playing this gotcha game. Like, now we got you, Whoopi. Now we're going to. No. You're supposed to show grace and love. Yes, what I think she did was wrong. But guess what? I've done things that I know are wrong. I've said things that I know are wrong. I will say a joke on Twitter. This happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I cracked a joke on Twitter, which was kind of mean, and I immediately deleted it.
Yeah.
Like within seconds.
Yeah.
Well, the person who I cracked it at, within seconds, grabbed it, did a screenshot, and blasted it out to his list just to show what a jerk Eric Metaxas is.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
I'll be honest with you, it wasn't such a jerky thing what I said, but he interpreted it that way, and instead of letting it go, he blasted it out to say, ha, we got you, you're this, you're that, whatever.
He put a little English on the ball.
And I really believe that part of the reason that God allowed me to experience that is to give me grace for people like Whoopi Goldberg and to say, look, we all have low moments. The intense emotion over this president. I mean, there are people who believe he's a monster, he's a divider, he's a racist, he's a hater. I do not, okay? And I think I can back up my beliefs, but I'm not going to convince everybody.
No.
There are people that feel that way, and I think we have to have grace. We have to try to understand where the emotion's coming from. And I think in the case of Jeanine Pirro, I mean, it'd be great if Jeanine would write a letter to Whoopi, you know, because I think that, it'd be better if Whoopi contacted Jeanine. But it's just unfortunate when we have these moments. But I'm saying this because I think we do need to have grace for each other. And I just want to remind us that if it gives you pleasure that Whoopi Goldberg, you know, quote unquote, showed her true colors, what a jerk and whatever, that's not God, folks. That's not Jesus. Jesus says, pray for your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. And I'm not saying Whoopi Goldberg is my enemy or she persecuted Jeanine Pirro, but she had a bad moment. Pray for her. This is not a horrible woman. You might disagree with her. Now, I know there are people listening that, like, they want to hate her. If you want to hate somebody, you've got a problem. And there are people on the left right now that are doing it constantly. I see it on Twitter, the things they write to me. They love to hate me because I said something once that they're done. They don't ever want to see any evidence that I might be a nice person. They want to hate me. They're in love with the feeling of hating someone, having permission to be morally superior. If you feel that way to a Whoopi Goldberg, that's a sin. That is a sin. Now, I'm here to tell you that because that's what God says. That's what the Bible says. I believe it. If you consider yourself a Christian, you need to take that seriously. So I would say to you, pray for Whoopi Goldberg. I think she's a good woman. And I think that we need to have grace for people when they have weak moments. And I think that Janine handled it pretty much the right way. Anyway, I just had to say that. When we come back, we're talking about the Little Pink House. And at the end of the hour, Alvin and I have a special surprise.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom, just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
President Trump recently tweeted that 101 utilities have cut their rates and the utilities credit the GOP tax cuts. Millions of Americans are now seeing lower monthly utility bills, all thanks to the tax cuts. Look, the Democrats can't really get around the fact that the tax cuts passed last December have given energy to an economy that was sputtering, to be mild about it. Now it's roaring back. Americans are seeing wages rise, more and more jobs being created. And as the president pointed out, savings in your utility bills, too. But the Democrats really want to stop these tax cuts from being permanent. If they take over the House this fall, that's what they're going to do. You can play a part in stopping that by getting energized yourself. Go to taxcutswork.com and email a letter to Congress telling them to make the tax cuts permanent. 20,000 people have done it. I need you to do it, too. Join the nearly 3,000 people who have shared their story of how tax cuts have helped them. Email Congress and share your story at taxcutswork.com. Then get 10 people you know to do the same. Folks, this is important. Go to taxcutswork.com, taxcutswork.com.
Even though the 4th is behind us, every July is our Independence Month. Become a patriot and declare your independence from big mobile companies. Break free from big mobile's hidden fees, line charges, and complicated pricing with Patriot Mobile, where pricing is simple and straightforward. Patriot Mobile also covers your switching and installment fees as a contract credit, up to $1,500 per account when you join. And each Patriot's bill contributes vital donations to conservative organizations that fight for our freedom. This month, enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Save over 40% on a terrific water-resistant phone. Offer only available while supplies last. Make the switch today by calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT or by visiting patriotmobile.com. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com. Be a patriot. Switch and make conservative change every time you use your cell phone. Patriot Mobile, your new cellular resource for patriotism.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks abroad.
hustle's the name of the game.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Well, as I warned you, we've got to talk about something that's not such a happy story, but I think it's important to talk about this. A friend of mine, Mark Joseph, sent me this article about something that happened in my home state of Connecticut. When I read about it, I was very, very upset, and I'm thrilled that we have the person who wrote the article with us here in the studio in New York, Suzette Kahlo. Is that how we pronounce it?
Kahlo.
Kahlo? How would you know, Suzette? thank you for coming in. You still live in Connecticut, but you don't live in New London anymore. Tell us why.
Well, I had purchased the house in 1998 and in 1999 in New London, Connecticut, in what they call the Fort Trumbull neighborhood. And in 1999, they started talking about redeveloping the neighborhood, acquiring properties for an economic development plan for the city of New London.
Okay, so what we're talking about, for folks who are just tuning in, it's what they call eminent domain.
Correct. It ended up, yes, being
okay.
Eminent domain.
So eminent domain, it's a funny thing because you think there, with all these issues, there are legitimate uses of it. And then there are illegitimate uses of it where the government uses its power to hurt people. And in your case, the government said, you've got this little pink house. I see a picture of it in front of me. It's a beautiful pink house. You live there. The government comes in, the government, Connecticut government, the New London government, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a bunch of municipal people. So these are fairly low level people saying to you, you need to move out of your home. Why? Because they need to build a dam, because they need to build a bridge, because they need to build a highway. No. Tell us why you had to move out of your home.
Well, in the end, the decision was made that eminent domain for economic development was acceptable. In other words, they were taking our properties, not just from me, but from my neighbors, to give to a private owner to build houses for somebody else.
Now, honestly, it seems unconstitutional to me. Is this kind of thing going on around the country, or is this kind of a particularly bad case?
It is going on around the country. It did slow down somewhat following the United States Supreme Court decisions. They were 42 or 44 states that amended their constitutional law in regards to eminent domain by economic development. But yes, it still happens.
So you buy this house, you live there. Did you live there alone? Who was there with you?
I was there alone at first, but then I met somebody.
Okay, so you're telling me that this was your home for 10 years.
Yes, it was my home for 10 years. My neighbor's home, they had actually settled there in 1890s, their family, one of the neighbors. There were 78 families. It wasn't just myself. And in the end, they all left one by one slowly. And then in the end, there were seven of us that took the case to the United States Supreme Court.
Okay, so what happens, in other words, the New London, the government of this town, of this city, says, we believe it's in the best interest of our town to offer to go to Pfizer or some big corporation like this and to say, we want you to bring your headquarters here. It's going to bring us jobs. It's going to lower the tax base. This is going to be great for everybody, right?
It was a similar story to that, except that the New London Development Corporation is the company or the people that were trying to take the property for us for the city of New London, for the state of Connecticut, for Pfizer to move to New London. Yes.
Okay, so that was the proposal on the table. They say we're gonna kick all these people out of their homes.
Mm-hmm.
So for you were just there 10 years. Your neighbors had been there since the 1890s.
Yes.
Not they themselves, but their family.
Yes.
So the reason I found this really interesting is I thought, what an amazing thing that the state government, or in this case, the local municipal government, can tell people you must leave your home. And it's not for like because we're in a war. It's because we want to bring some economic opportunity to this town. So you have to leave your home. It's an amazing thing. But you said this did go to the Supreme Court.
Yes, it first went to the state court, and then it went to this Connecticut State Supreme Court, and then it went to the United States Supreme Court. Correct.
And what happened in the United States Supreme Court?
The United States Supreme Court decided 5-4 that it's okay to take people's homes or businesses by economic development if they can create a higher tax base.
I got to say, I'm amazed by this. Do you know if – you said it was 5-4, so I'm assuming Justice Kennedy was the swing vote? What year was this?
It came out in 2005.
I'm guessing Justice Kennedy was the swing vote. Was he? Do you know?
Correct.
It's just so, it's almost funny because I just did a show recently about his legacy, and he was the swing vote in Planned Parenthood versus Casey, which could have turned back Roe v. Wade. He was the swing vote in finding a right to a for same-sex marriage. And so a lot of times he's described as conservative, but we realize in all these cases, I mean, this issue, your issue, most conservatives would believe that when somebody has property, that's it's almost sacred, that you can't, unless there is a very, very compelling case, like if we don't build a bridge here or we don't, and even those you can argue about. I mean, if I had a home and they say, hey, Robert Moses comes in and says, hey, get out of your house because we want to build a highway here, right? That happened in New York. Robert Moses was a monster. Mm-hmm. But you're telling me that in this day and age in Connecticut, they're kicking people out of their homes.
Yes, and that, at that particular time, yes.
So when were you forced to leave?
We all, the seven of us left after the decision between 2005 and 2006.
And so what is it, and why are you talking about this today, or why did you write this? I neglected to mention you wrote an article for USA Today that just appeared, and it's how I got to know about your story. And I said, I grew up in Connecticut. My brother lives in the area that you live in. This is very personal for me because this is not some strange state. Like, I don't know how they do things over there. This is where I grew up. Mm-hmm. What made you write this article recently?
Well, following I can put it to you like this. You know, when we were trying to save our homes, our seven families, there were a couple of grassroots groups that were formed to help us. The Fort Trumbull Conservancy and they tried to help us. You know, like everything we did, we always say, well, this will make it stop. You know, somebody would write a letter to the editor. Somebody would put up a billboard. We always hoped that they would stop trying to take our property by eminent domain every time something was made public and people saw what was happening to us. After the United States Supreme Court made their decision, a gentleman came to my door and he knocked on my door. And he said, Suzette Keeler. And I said, yes. He says, my name is Jeff Benedict. And I said, I know who you are and what took you so long. And this was a local author who was coming to me now, once the decision was done, to ask me if I would agree to sit with him so he could write a book. So I agreed. I trusted him. He's a nice person. I trusted him. And together we wrote the book, or he wrote the book. I talked. And following the making of the book, a young couple from California who are independent filmmakers had me meet them and asked me, once the book was out, if they could make a movie about the Little Pink House.
Okay. Now, you're reminding me why this came to my attention, because the film is coming out later this month.
Which is why I was asked to write the article.
Okay, so I want to be clear on that. So the film is called Little Pink House.
Correct.
And you're in the film.
Well, I'm not in the film. I'm portrayed by Catherine Keener, and Jean Triplehorn is the other actress that are the two leading.
You're portrayed by Kathleen Keener.
Yes, I am.
That's kind of cool. She's a great actress.
Yes.
That must be pretty weird to see. Come on, that must be weird to see yourself portrayed by some actress on the screen.
Yeah.
Did she try to imitate you?
I think she did a pretty good job. I really do.
Most people would just say, it's terrible. It's nothing like me. But you think she did a pretty good job. All right.
I think she really told the story very well. Yeah.
So this is coming out later this month. All right. Forgive me. I should have said that up front. I forgot. It's Little Pink House. So it's a drama.
Yes.
It's obviously not a documentary. You're not in it. You're portrayed. But who are the filmmakers from California?
Ted and Courtney Ballacher. From Cachula Productions.
And it was because of this book that they decided to do this?
Correct.
Okay. And so what's the title of the book?
The name of the book is Little Pink House.
Okay. So the book is the same title. So people can obviously get the book now, but the movie is coming out later this month. We're going to go to a break, but I just want to say that I think this kind of thing is so important. And it has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with what does it mean to be an American? What are our rights? And it's kind of interesting because some people would say, oh, the big bad corporation, this is the big bad conservative capitalists beating up on the little guy. But that's only half the story. The other half of the story is that the government looking to enrich its coffers and look great is doing something. So this is kind of complicated. We're going to be right back, folks. We're talking to Suzette Kilo. The book and the movie are Little Pink House.
So,
you know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about something I consider very, very important. What are the rights of Americans when the state comes in and says, state capital S, I'm not talking about individual states. In this case, it's Connecticut. But when the government comes in and says, you know, you have to move out of your home. Most people say, wait a second. My home, that's my castle. That's my sanctuary. That's where I raised my kids. This is where I cry. This is where I pray. This is, I mean, it's an amazing thing when the government can come in. So we know there's this thing called eminent domain, that there have been times it's been abused. There have been times it's been used correctly. We're talking right now about a case where it seems like it was terribly abused. There's a movie coming out soon, and the book is already out, called Little Pink House. We have the woman who wrote this article in USA Today, Suzette Kilo. Again, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It's an amazing story. I'm so glad that this film is coming out. Now, when they told you they're going to take your home away from you, you told them if you do that, the whole world's going to hear about this.
Yes, I did.
And they laughed at you.
They did laugh at me.
And guess what?
They're no longer laughing.
They're no longer laughing. You got to admit, I mean, it's one thing for somebody to write a book about this, which is fantastic. But when somebody makes a film, it gets attention. And this is a big film. I mean, obviously, if you've got big stars like Gene Triplehorn and Catherine Keener. Mm-hmm. So the whole world is going to hear about this. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are hearing about it right now, thank God. But OK, so you wrote the article for USA Today. But I just want to ask you, you said the film is coming out the end of the month. But
It has been in some theaters.
Yes.
Where did it open?
It opened in New London, Connecticut at the Guard Theater with 1,400 people attending, and they turned away over 200 at the door.
Wow. And you never hear about 1,400 people going to a dumb movie. This is not a dumb movie. This is a local sensation. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And so it's opened up in other parts of the country, limited release, as they call it?
Yes, it's gone from Anchorage, Alaska to Hawaii, actually. It's played almost in every state in the country now.
Oh, it has?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's going to like blow out to like the big releases at the end of the month in July. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it's in your hometown now where you are now.
Yes, it's going to be playing in Lisbon on Friday the 13th. So
wait, it's going to be playing where?
Lisbon, Connecticut, Griswold.
I live in Connecticut. I didn't know there was a Lisbon, Connecticut. There's a Lisbon. Griswold is famous. I know Griswold. But that's the central part of Connecticut with the mm-hmm. on the river there. It's mm-hmm. so gorgeous. As yeah. I said, I have family that lives there.
Yeah.
So when I heard this, I said, this is a big thing. In some ways, one of the most disturbing things about this is that you have big business coming in. They smell money. And let's be honest, this happened in my town, Danbury, Connecticut, in the 70s.
Yeah.
There a couple of times, basically – people saw a big business opportunity. There's a mall in Danbury, Connecticut right now. I hate it because I hate all malls. But even when in the 70s they were talking about this, there was a Connecticut State Fair in Danbury, Connecticut. It was the pride of everybody in Danbury. This was our mm-hmm. state fair. And the Wilmer Wright Corporation came in and they said, well, we think there's an opportunity to develop this land and to make a mall and this and that. And I don't remember the details, but it does seem that some people in the Wilmer Wright Corporation bribed officials or did some kinds of things because they understand, listen, you've got to do what you got to do. Let's work. If there's corruption, let's work the corruption. Let's work that angle. So they're basically giving money to people who are supposed to represent the people. And it sounds like when you talk about what happened in your town, I mean, Pfizer comes in. We're talking about tons and tons of money. New London Development Corporation. I mean, we don't need to guess that, you know, this is a development corporation. This is about big money. So was there any hint that the people on the city council or whatever it is, the governing board that makes these decisions, that they were working with them in ways they should not have been?
Yeah, for the city council, there really was only one councilor who was on our side. All the other six were for the development. So I guess you could say yes.
But we don't know if they were unduly influenced. We don't know.
No, I can't say.
You can't say?
Yeah.
Can I look it up?
You probably could.
Really?
In the book.
Oh, in the book. Okay. in Little Pink House.
Yeah.
Well, again, I part of the reason this fascinates me is because it's a story that cuts across political lines, right? If you're mm-hmm. if you're a liberal, you can see the big bad corporation coming in to crush the little guy, and then it's a liberal story. If you're conservative, you say this is the state mm-hmm. using the power of the state to crush the little guy, in this case, the little lady. Now, you're wearing a pink dress. Is this in honor of the Little Pink House?
Sure. It is. Yes, it is.
Come on. It's got to be. People just don't wear pink dresses into the studio here, into grimy New York City. But so, you know, the fact that this is coming out as a film, you've got to be thrilled.
Oh, yes. I really pleased that it's come out to the film. And really the reason, when Jeff had written the book, I said, now the whole world will know what happened to us. And now that it's in a movie, the whole world will know and never forget what happened to us in the Fort Trumbull neighborhood.
It's just incredible because you have a thing. I think that Americans need to be educated on how the government works, how it's supposed to work, and when it goes wrong. This is a classic case. And again, shocking to me, sickening to me that the Supreme Court seems to find in the Constitution a right for somebody to do this. It's horrifying. But this film is telling the other side of the story. We're going to be right back. Final segment with Suzette Kilo. The article was in USA Today. On April 16th, but the book is out and the movie is coming out. Stick around.
And I will give to you summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Hey, Elvin.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell you about Greg from Hawaii.
Please do.
Okay. He takes Relief Factor. As you know, I take Relief
yes.
Factor. And He says, Greg from Hawaii says, my left knee started swelling last year, making climbing stairs and walking distances difficult. At the same time, my back, hips, and shoulders were aching, and I figured it was worth trying Relief Factor. Within 3 days, I was seeing a difference. Relief Factor is helping with almost all my aches and pains. That's pretty typical.
Wow.
I don't like to oversell things, and so I take it myself, and there is no doubt that if I have a backache or whatever from exercise, it helps. If I don't take it, I notice. So I go, oh, why am I sore? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I haven't been taking it for 2 days or something like that. So I want to suggest that people check out the Quick Start Pack. It's $19.95, and it gives you just enough to know if it's going to work for you. It's like a 3-week supply. I recommend it. Obviously, I take it. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Check it out.
Sleep. Without sleep, your soul feels tortured. You feel exhausted, groggy, even numb. You need rest. I'm with Faithful Counseling, and I'm here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this so you can get some rest, so that you can sleep. We can begin a conversation when you're ready, by text or phone, even video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to help you by giving you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. I encourage you to try Faithful Counseling. We're here when you need us most, even when you can't sleep. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
I like you.
I like you, my dear.
America is falling in love with Mr. Rogers again. Entertainment Weekly raves, it's the movie we need right now.
Fred's theology was love your neighbor and love yourself. It was a communication right into their hearts.
Mr. Rogers' faith has inspired us all.
Thank you for whatever you do to bring joy and faith to our world today.
Please. Won't you be my neighbor? Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now in theaters everywhere.
In July, become a patriot with Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile also credits switching and installment fees up to $1,500 per account. And each Patriot's bill contributes a portion to conservative groups. Get a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Save over 40% on a terrific water-resistant phone while supplies last. Call today, 1-800-A-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com. Patriot Mobile, your new cellular resource for patriotism.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help. I got two strong arms.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking with the subject of a new movie, Suzette Kilo. You are portrayed in this new film called Little Pink House by Catherine Keener. And I was asking you at the break, why does the story focus mostly on you? Because you were saying that there's so many houses involved, and then it boiled down to seven who would not leave. Because you're obviously being offered money. They're telling you, this is a fair market price for your house. Now take it and get out.
Yes.
And let me ask you,
So you kind of led the charge against this. That's why the movie's principally about you and your house, which of course was a little pink house. But, you know, when they offered you the money for this house, what was it that made you say, no, I don't want to do this? Because you didn't raise your kids in this house. It didn't have that kind of meaning for you. But what was it that made you say, I will not take it, I will not move?
Well, I didn't want to move, so that's why I didn't take it. But really, it wasn't about money. It was about property rights, being able to stay where we wanted to stay. It had nothing to do with money. None of the residents, the seven residents, ever wanted the money. We wanted to stay there. We said, build around us. Just let us stay.
Did they offer you more money at some point? In other words, when you said no, did they come back?
They came back once, and then we never talked about it anymore. And till the end, and when Governor Rell got involved towards the end, because she was afraid it was going to, because it was so volatile, she had equated it to the Boston Tea Party and feared for rioting and such.
Really?
It was ugly.
And so she was the governor?
Yes.
And I can't even remember who's in there now. Isn't this incredible? I claim to be from Connecticut. What happened in the end? Because when were you forced to leave this house? 10 years ago?
Yes, 2006.
Okay. Since then, did they demolish the house?
All the homes were destroyed except for mine. Mine was taken by a local person who moved the house, took it apart board by board, and moved it to another section in the city.
Is it an historic house?
Well, I don't think it is yet, but I expect it probably will be eventually.
Because of this case?
Yes, sir.
And this movie?
Yeah, it's called The Kilo House.
So it's become kind of iconic because of you.
Yeah, it's right behind the Superior Court House in New London.
So they hauled this house down, they rebuilt it, so it's there.
Mm-hmm. It's on Franklin Street in New London.
Don't you find that amazing?
I found it all very amazing.
You must. You weren't looking for this kind of trouble or publicity.
No, we weren't looking for any of this.
My gosh.
No.
And the interior, of course, is not the same anymore.
A lot of it is.
He did
a nice job, yeah.
Have you thought about moving back into it where it is now?
No, it's his house now.
Okay. But so you said you didn't want to move, and it's a property issue for you. And these seven other homeowners also felt this way. They said, this is just wrong, and we're going to fight this all the way to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And it goes to the Supreme Court, and it loses.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that must have been heartbreaking.
Well, it was heartbreaking. I mean, because if you look at it, like, your home is your sanctuary, your home is your castle, and these people just, you know, want to come and, you know, rip us out of our homes. It's, you know, it was devastating.
Yeah. Well, the film will be out. Now, you said it is already out in theaters.
Yeah, it's been out since April, huh?
Okay, so if people go to littlepinkhouse.com, is that the website?
Littlepinkhousemovie.com.
Uh-huh. Littlepinkhousemovie.com, because you said there are limited places where it's around the country already playing.
Yeah, it's still playing in Connecticut. It's playing all over the country.
Okay, so. But the big release is going to be at the end of this month.
Towards the end of the month, it'll be released to DVD and digital platforms and cable and satellite providers.
Ah, okay. So people can watch it in the comfort of their own little pink houses.
Yes, right.
Right? So where do you go from here? I mean, this is something, are you doing more publicity for the film? What is your life at this point?
Well, I'm a nurse, so I work. So I do that. But I when they ask me to do something, I certainly do this, come to see people, because of the importance of what happened to us, but also out of respect for what they did for us.
Right. It's absolutely it's huge. Now, are the principals, the actors, Catherine Keener and Gene Triplehorn, are they doing media also for this?
Oh, I don't think they are now, but they were when it first.
Okay, when it first hit the theaters.
Yeah.
This is, as I say, it's a story that transcends politics, which is a big piece of what attracts me to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually, you know, you felt like you're being crushed not just by the state, but also by this money, the money interest.
Yeah, $78 million they gave the New London Development Corporation to work on our little neighborhood.
So what?
Remediate it, they said.
So here's my question is, where are things now? So the houses are gone. Your house was moved.
It's a brown field.
They're gone. So all these homes, now it's a brown field.
Yeah.
But the case is 10 years ago.
90 acres, brownfield.
Okay, so they wiped it out, and they still have not built anything there.
Nope.
Do you know why?
Well, they can't build houses there, so you know what I mean? Because that's a problem.
So now they're stuck with this piece of property? What happened to Pfizer? What happened to these other people?
They left. They were there for – they came. They had a 10-year tax abatement, and they left, and the 10-year tax abatement was up. They left.
So what are the people who made these decisions? Are they sitting there with egg on their faces?
I guess.
You guess?
It's hard to say. I mean, it looks bad. Really, it does.
But right? Wait a minute. You're telling me they did this to help New London economically, and you're telling me that did not happen.
That's correct.
And not only did it not happen, but now you're rubbing it in their faces by making a film about the story. Mm-hmm. So this is, I would think this has to be a lesson to people in municipal governments across America.
I think really you're right with the municipal governments, because while this was going on in our town, many towns in the state of Connecticut, municipality-wise, changed their laws to prevent this from happening, and in other towns across the country. You're correct. But yeah, but nothing's there. Nothing. It's a brownfield.
Suzette Kilo, thank you for coming in from Connecticut to tell your story.
You're welcome.
Folks, go to littlepinkhousemovie.com, littlepinkhousemovie.com to find out where it's showing near you. And obviously, you can see the film on DVD very soon. Unbelievable story. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Thank you for listening. Albin, what's different about me?
Well,
you see
great.
The glow in my face?
Yeah.
Do I just have a kind of a posture
you
you've never
sure
seen before?
Do. Yes.
Yeah, well, let me tip you off. You see what I'm sitting in?
What?
It's called a chair. No, it's not just a chair. It's X chair.
Wow.
Yes, I got an X chair of my very own. An X chair of my very own. As you can see, I'm moving. It's beautiful, sleek, modern design. It will improve the look of any room or office. It makes this dumpy studio look okay. Wow. It's an ultra-personalized fit. There's hundreds of ways you can customize it for your body type and comfort level. Experience the X chair for yourself by going to xchaireric.com or calling 1-844-4-X-CHAIR. X-Chair comes with a 30-day no-questions-asked guarantee of complete satisfaction. The X-Chair is on sale now for $100 off, so call or go to xchaireric.com now to save $100. And use code ERICFOOTREST, and they'll even throw in a free footrest. Go to xchaireric.com and use the code ERICFOOTREST.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20.
This is the Eric Metaxas Show. I don't want to forget to remind you, if you live in America, you've got to care about Hillsdale College. I do. So I want to ask you to go to metaxasforhillsdale.com. Why? To get free stuff. It's the American way.
Yes.
Actually, it's not the American way. It's the socialist Venezuela way. But in America, sometimes through the free market, a corporation or an entity like Hillsdale College has the ability To give away free stuff. They give away something called Imprimus. I get it every month. Albin, you get it?
I do.
Every month?
Yes.
Every month?
Yes.
And I get it every month?
Yes.
What are the odds of that? That's amazing. That could be a miracle. Anyway, Imprimus, it's outstanding. This month, they have Vice President Mike Pence gave a speech. He was a commencement speaker for Hillsdale College. He gave a commencement speech. It's one for the ages. And because, you know, he's Vice President Mike Pence. He probably had a team of speechwriters working with him.
Oh, my goodness.
When I spoke at commencement, I had to write it myself.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty good, but there's no way. I mean, imagine having speechwriters who could say, no, 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 say it this way. No, 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 say it this way. Mm. I had to write it all by myself. Oh. So if you want a really high-quality speech, you get Imprimus.
Yes.
And there it is, and it's been worked on and buffed and polished, and it's brilliant. So 3.8 people get it free every month. Go to Metaxas for Hillsdale.com. And another thing, Albin.
Yes.
Here's another thing that I want to mention. I mentioned the moon landing today, right?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember?
Were you involved at all in that?
No. You know, not that I know of. You're no. Okay. I was very young at the time. But the moon landing was 49 years ago, and I met Buzz Aldrin, who walked on the moon that day.
Mm.
And I asked him about what he did before they walked out of the lunar capsule. I don't know if you remember the story, but I need
do,
to post
but tell it again. This is great.
Well, he took communion on the moon.
Right.
He read from the Gospel of John the words of Jesus, and he took the body and blood of Jesus into his mouth and prayed. That's the first food ever eaten on the surface of the moon. Jesus is the first man ever quoted, and the Bible is the first book ever read on the surface of the moon. Those are facts. You can find that. I'll post it on Twitter and Facebook. But that's an amazing, amazing story. I wish we had more time to talk about it today. We kind of blew it. But I do want to remind you to go to Food for the Poor. Actually, just go to MetaxasTalk.com for all your needs. We have wood paneling. We have plumbing. Anything you need, go to MetaxasTalk.com. And if you want to give to Food for the Poor, remember, $50 gets you four gorgeous bumper stickers. They are gorgeous. You cannot buy them, okay? And $150 gets you four bumper stickers and then four Metaxas Super bumper stickers and a subscription to Metaxas Super, which is tremendous.
Yes.
Our one today, it went into the can in video with all kinds of augmentation.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, it's fantastic video. Shad did a great, great, great job. If you want to get all that for free, you give $150. That's all tax deductible. It all goes to Food for the Poor. $150 feeds three kids for a year. Folks, think about that.
Yes.
Tell your kids to get involved. Sunday school kids. This is a great thing to collect money for to feed a kid in Haiti or Guatemala. Please look into it. MetaxasTalk.com. Food for the Poor is the banner. And if you give $150, you will get a subscription to Metaxas Super.
And at $500, you get to visit the studio, the new studio coming up sometime in October.
Yeah, pool your money. You can bring a whole class in. What do we care? We like people. All right. It's Friday. The weekend begins.
Fun.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.